Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. On behalf of several Texas farmers, the Southeastern Legal Foundation and the Mountain States Legal Foundation filed a preliminary injunction over disaster payments. Specifically, they're asking a federal court to stop the USDA from unconstitutionally and unlawfully funneling disaster and COVID-19 relief funds to certain farmers based on race or gender. They argue USDA provides more money to socially disadvantaged farmers like women, American Indians, Asians, and many other groups. The USDA's Forest Service is issuing more than $232 million to support public schools, roads, and municipal services through the agency's Secure Rural Schools program. As the agency invests in ways for forests to generate economic opportunities, it also aims to support the quality of life in rural communities. Forest Service Chief Randy Moore says the funding helps schools and roads, creating community wildfire protection plans, and reimburses counties for National Forestry Emergency Services. And retail food price inflation varied by locality in 2023, according to the USDA's Economic Research Service. New data shows that food at home or grocery prices rose the fastest last year in Houston by 7.8%, followed by Boston at 7%. In contrast, food at home prices declined 1.3% in Anchorage, Alaska, and rose by the lowest amount, 1.7%, in Honolulu.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.